Blog Talk Radio.
There's a train coming, don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, yeah. Daryl Dixon on the saxophone, y'all. I believe there are many ways to worship. Amen. We worship with our words. We worship with our instruments. We can worship with our entire bodies. My only prayer is that it's pleasing to the Lord. That's our only prayer. Only prayer that pleases you, though.
There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those, Lord, whose chances grow thinner. There ain't no hiding place from the kingdom throne, yeah. So people get ready, there's a train. Just thank the Lord. Leroy.
See what I'm talking about, worship? And right here is my good friend David Watson, plays the flute as well as the saxophone. In fact, he considers himself more of a flute player even still than a sax player. At least that's what your old man said. This is your turn, man. Sing on to the Lord a new song.
The love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, new world son. And people get ready. There's a train coming. You don't need no ticket. Just get on board. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for another Thursday morning, October the 21st, 2021. We're grateful unto him, appreciate him, love him today, and ever so thankful, cannot thank him enough for all he has done for us. And this morning, we're going in with prayer, and our topic for today is the benefits of God. Yeah. Well, the benefits of pleasing God. The benefits of pleasing God. What you get when you please God. What's all that about? So we want to talk about that this morning and share some light on the benefits because they're great. They're great, great benefits, like no other benefits when we please him. You can please people on the job, but all these kind of benefits, I promise you. Hallelujah. Eternal benefits, benefits that will last you throughout eternity. They'll never go away. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for another Thursday morning. We thank you, Father, for waking us up, closing our right mind. We thank you this day for the use and activity of our limbs. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for never leaving us, not forsaking us. Thank you for watching over us last night as we slumbered and slept. We are grateful unto you this morning, Father. We appreciate you, and we love you this day. Because there's none like you. And Father, this morning, in spite of us, you're yet on our side. You're yet looking beyond our fault and our needs daily. But Father, all we really deserve is death. But your grace and your mercy, hallelujah. Most of all, your love for us. And Father, we thank you this morning that you are understanding God. We thank you for your patience towards us. We thank you for not destroying us, but yet giving us another chance to get it right with you and help us this day that, Father, we'll keep our mind on you so you can keep us in perfect peace. Help us to remember that when our ways please you, there's nothing you won't give to us. Help us remember the benefits of pleasing you this day. Help us to remember, Father, that you so loved us, you sent your only begotten Son to suffer, to bleed, to hang, to die, to conquer all and rise with all power. And he's yet for us today. And Father, he's our door to freedom. Because whom the Son set free is free indeed. And we thank you this morning. Father, I bring every caller and every listener before you this morning, asking, Father, that you would bless every household represented. Those that are coming through the archives and the podcast, God. And however they come in today, we ask that you would bless them and their family members, near and far. Father, whatever they stand in the need of this morning, we ask that you supply it. Because what you give to your people won't add no sorrow. And Lord, no matter how fast they run in the race, you yet have the patience to wait for them to get to the end and yet reward them. We thank you this morning. And Father, we thank you for hearing and answering. We thank you for what you're doing to these families, asking that you would bless. Ask that those that are sick here today, that Father, you would heal. It's you that took the beating for the healing of the nation. Father, it's you that heal all manner of sickness and disease. There's nothing too hard for you to do. With you, all things are possible. Help us to remember faith and trust in you today for every illness, that God, you would heal in the name of Jesus. I told you to be a healer. You're the great physician. You're the God that healeth thee. Do it today for your people, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your healing power. Thank you for healing us. Lord, let your healing manifest in our bodies, in our minds, in our hearts. Lord, everywhere healing needs to take place today, physical, spiritually, mentally, God, move by your spirit this morning for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. We come this morning, Father, asking that, God, you would walk us through your benefits carefully. And that, Father, we would be mindful of your benefits. We won't have a memory of them, but, God, we'll learn your benefits today in the name of Jesus. And let us walk daily in your benefits because we're pleasing you daily in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we bring widowers and bereaved families and intercess with prayer people. We're bringing Israel and Jerusalem. Father, today we're bringing our brothers and sisters overseas, America, the leadership, preachers everywhere, preaching in the name of Jesus. Children, God, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We're bringing them before you this morning and leaving it all on the altar with you. But Father, we bring in these petitions before you. For we know that you're able to heal. We know that you're able to fix. We know that you're able to turn it around. We know that you're able to bring it to pass. We know that whatever door needs to be shut, you're shut it. Whatever door needs to be opened, you're able to open it. Do it this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Loose your protecting angels to stand watch to heal and protect them, Father. Keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Father, remember America and the leadership of America this morning. Have mercy, O God. And Lord, we see your grace and your mercy and your love yet abounding. And God, we ask this morning that you would remind our leadership that you are Almighty God Jehovah that have all power. And there is no higher power. And Father, if they seek you, you will in no wise cast them out. Help today, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. Have your way here, Father. Move by your spirit here today. And Father, feed us until we want no more. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And Father, this day, as we worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, we thank you this morning for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you this morning that you know what's best for us. We thank you this morning that we may not be saying what we really mean, but Father, you know the very intent of our hearts. Move all by your spirit for us in the name of Jesus. And those that listen in the archives, those that listen on the podcast, move in a mighty way for these your people today. in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise again. And we ask it all in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for what you do for us, seen and unseen this morning. We can't thank you enough. If we each had 10,000 tongues, Father, and we began to praise you with everyone, it wouldn't be enough because you're more than worthy. Hallelujah, because you're more than God. You're more than we'll ever need, and we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, Majesty. We bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. There's none like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah unto his Majesty. Oh, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to him. Hallelujah. There's none, again, like him. He's on our side today in spite of us, looking beyond us, getting on our knees. Yeah, he was there all the time, over and over and over again. Yeah, he never leaves. He never leaves. We may leave him, but he won't leave us. Yeah, he's got great and mighty things in store for us. We're his people. Hallelujah. And so, again, today we're going to be talking about the benefits of pleasing God. Yeah, the benefits of it. Some people say, well, you don't understand. This life is hard. You don't understand. Yeah, I understand more than you think I understand. Practice this. If we practice this, it will become a part of us. And when we're not doing it, we'll feel it. We know that we're not doing what we're supposed to do. Because we have done it so long, it has become a part of us. Yeah. In the morning, if God wake me up, you can't stop me from coming here. Only he can stop me from coming here. I've done it so long, it has become a part of me in the morning. I want to take rest, but for some reason, it just don't set right with me that I rest and not come here and do this. Yeah, what I was called to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank him this morning, and we're going to be reading some scriptures today. And again, talking about when we please God, the benefits of it, what type of benefits we get, and how it all works, and things like this today we're going to be talking about. But we're going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, we're coming right back to talk about the benefits of pleasing God. Yeah. We're going to talk about that. So we're going to this one and have a little church this week.
I was through. gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm the music major.
Tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break. Your earth feels like it's about to shake.
This morning in the middle of it. Yeah. God desires his people to give him praise. Yeah, because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. And we can't thank him enough and grateful unto him because he's yet providing for us. Yeah, he's yet on our side. He's yet doing great things. Many times it looked like God is not doing nothing. Like nothing is happening and we need him right now. So many different things. But when we look up, he has already blessed us. Yeah. And we didn't feel nothing. We couldn't thank nothing. You know? But God was moving on our behalf. And so this morning we are talking about the benefits of pleasing God. And what comes to mind too is this. When a man ways please the Lord, he makes his enemies to be at peace with him. commit that works unto the Lord, and that thought shall be established. Commit that works unto the Lord, and that thought shall be established. Because when we have something we're trying to do, or we're trying to get a job, or we're trying to open a business, or whatever it is you're trying to do, commit it unto the Lord. Lord, I'm doing this on your behalf. God, I want to do this for you. And if it be your will, give me this job and show me what to do on this job, that it would be committed unto you. Yeah. Lord, I want to get married. Bless me to get married, and I'll commit my marriage unto you. So guess what? He going to establish. He's going to bring it to pass for you because you thought of him first. You gave him first. You put him first in everything. And when we put him first in everything, he's coming through for us. Yeah, he's going to come through for us. But this is one of the first things we must remember. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Romans 8:8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So that gotta be, Barbara, you gotta be in the spirit. And we gotta be a spiritual people to get the benefits of Almighty God, because he's a spiritual God. Yeah. I looked at John 8:29, and this is what it says. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left alone, for I do always those things that please him. I know this is Jesus speaking. I didn't have to look at it to know that was him speaking. He said, the Father. Yeah. Another one we can look at this morning. We have several we'll be looking at as we go along, Galatians 1:10. But do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I did please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. We got to please the Father. We got to please God. See, all of these things going to add up. When a man ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Commit unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. He'll even show us what to pray for. Lord, I want to go on this trip, but I don't have all I need to go. I want this, that, and this. And on the trip, I want to work unto you. Would you open the door that I could be a blessing to people on the trip? You tell me what to do to bring that trip about and then make the trip successful. Because he's with me, I committed my work unto him. It's going to be for me. But it's not going to be hard labor. Yeah, he's going to make it so I can pray. He's going to make it so I can scripture, some other things with people. I may pay for something for somebody. I may give somebody something. I want what I'm doing to be work unto Almighty God so that he can establish my thoughts and he can be pleased with me. Two things I want to start off with as well is the first thing is a prayer life. And this is for the believer today. This is not basically for those who don't believe or those who don't care to please God. They just want God to please them. They're not concerned about what they can give to God. Their main concern is what God is going to give to them. Just give me, give me, give me, give me. I heard them say that. What your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. Not always asking what God can do for us, Let's ask and see what we can do for him. Because even if we taste and see that he is good, there's going to be work for us. There are going to be things that we can do daily that would please him. One thing I know for sure is a person of prayer life. We must have that. As you get on in the scriptures, you'll find out about a prayer closet, a place where you can come separate from everything and everybody else, a secret place where you can talk to him, commune and fellowship. He know everything. He see everything, for the eyes of the Lord is in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. But when we go in the secret closet to talk to him about personal things, many times we don't want others knowing what we're talking about, because he's saying this. What he see in secret, he going to reward openly. What he see you doing in secret, he'll reward you openly. So I'm in the secret closet praying for my children. And they get up every morning and I get them ready for school, or to get themselves ready for school. My husband, he got up and he off to work. But I've been in that closet. I've been telling God about my family. I've been telling God about my neighbors. I've been telling God about my pastor, about the people that attend the same church with me, what they call church members. I've been telling God about the leadership of America and the things that are out here now, the trouble that we're facing. And he told us, when we hear these things, don't get alarmed. Just know it's close to his return. But even in that, I must please God. So when I go in that secret closet, I'm not just talking about things of the natural, things of the flesh. I'm not just talking about that. But I'm also talking about my personal Bible study life. Again, that personal prayer life in that prayer closet. I'm talking to God about that, because, Lord, your word said man ought to always pray and not faint. Pray without ceasing. And I need to do this even more. I'm in the closet right now talking to you, but Lord, I don't want to come out of here and that's it for a couple of days, a couple of hours. I want to continue to talk to you. I want to continue to commune and fellowship with you, because your word says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. The more I come in this secret closet and talk to you, praise at the end of the conversation, I'm going to hear back. I'm going to learn your voice more and more. I'm even going to learn your ways more and more. How you move, what you do, how you do things, I'm going to do it. Because I'm doing this prayer daily, this prayer closet, I'm in it daily. My prayer closet used to be on the side of the bed. I had friends, a prayer closet was in their bathroom. Some people's prayer closet is in their car. A quiet place where it's just you and the Lord. Thinking we're more than we ought to be. We want to fellowship with other Christians. We want to serve others. That's that work. Commit that work unto the Lord. That's that work, serving others. We learn to confess our sins and our wrongdoings and repent from our bad habits. We take that to the Lord. We learn to love others. All of this is going on while you're in that secret closet. Show gratitude. Be kind everywhere you go. Don't judge or criticize others. Stay connected to God. Share God's word. Believe God's word. Do God's word. Listen to God's word. Yeah. Stay connected to God. Great things begin to happen. But it all starts with prayer. This is for the believer. Now, we've been to the altar, and we said, I do to him. So we come from the altar belonging to him. We are his, and he's ours. We come away from the altar remembering we must have a prayer life, which going to lead to a Bible study life. We praying that you would send us to a Bible teaching church, a gospel teaching church, that will help us even with the New Testament church, so we can learn and know what to do. We can learn about the fellowship with other Christians. We can learn how to be humble. We can learn how to serve others. We can learn how to confess our sins and wrongdoings and repent from our bad habits. We can learn to love others. We can show gratitude. We can be kind where we go. We won't judge others or criticize others. We can stay connected to God. We can share God's word, believe God's word, do God's word, listen to God's word. All of this is going to strengthen our relationship with him. And the stronger we get with him, the more benefits come our way. Yeah. There are some of us, and it should be all of us, but I'm going to put it this way. There are many of us, we can just talk to God and tell him what we need. He'll move right now. Because our ways are pleasing unto him. It don't make us perfect. It don't make us better than anybody else. It don't make us all of that. Remember, humble. And we don't think more of ourselves than we ought to. But I'm going back to John 8:29, and he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, but I do always those things that please him. It's got to be a daily in him, a daily life of pleasing him. The things that we're not doing that we found out we should be doing, we're back in that prayer closet because we have a prayer life. Remember, man ought to always pray and not faint, pray without ceasing. If we don't pray, we're going to faint away from God. If we don't pray, we're going to faint away from the things of God. If we don't pray, we won't be humble. We won't hear the word of God. We won't do the word of God. We won't listen to the word of God. We won't hear the word of God. He wished that none should perish, and this is a part of the work called us to, and some of us he chose us for. He didn't choose everybody, but there are many of us he chose. And because of that prayer life, it will cause you to obey him. It will cause you to please him. It will cause you to work unto him. It will cause you to work for others unto him. You can't stand to see nobody in dire need of nothing, because you're always trying to find a way to help somebody. And you're always trying to find a way to lift him up so that he can draw others to him. This time we're lifting him up by talking to others about his goodness. We're talking to others about his deeds. I was this and that before I came to him, but when I came to him, he changed my whole life around. For if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I'm new in him. I even went and got baptized like he did. John baptized. I went and got baptized. I went down in the liquid grave and I rose in the newness of life. But whatever he would have me to do, I want to do it to the best of my ability, because I want to please him. Because when a man ways pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. When I commit my works unto the Lord, and the thoughts shall be established. Not only that, but when my ways please God, there's nothing he won't give to me. I don't necessarily need or want the house on the hill with the dog named Flussy. But here come the best. Here come the best house for me. My heart's desire in a house. I wasn't even really thinking on the heart's desire. I just wanted a house, and he knew that. But I had already talked to him about that, and I trusted him for it. I let go, and I began to focus on being a blessing unto others. Everywhere I heard somebody was in need, whether it was information, whether it was to give my last chicken away, whether it was to give them a ride to the grocery store, the doctor's office, somewhere, to work or something. They only needed somebody to look after their children for 30 minutes. I was able to sit with the kids for 30 minutes, sing a song or two with them, make them laugh, because my ways are pleasing him. And every time I turn around, he's giving me great benefits. I know we talk about benefits, many of us, when we come to a job. What's the benefit package? What's the 401k? What's the medical side? What's the retirement looking like? How many years? All of this. How many training classes? How often will I be trained? What does it look like to come up, you know, to be promoted? We talk about all of these things in a benefit package on a natural job. But you don't have to do that with God, because he said this in his word: all things must work together for the good of them that love him, them that called according to his purpose. All things must work together for your good. He also said this: no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. All of these are benefits. He said we can look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. This is benefit package, part of that benefit package. God so loved the world that even when we come to him as a sinner, we come to repent, we come to talk to him, we come to ask him to live in our hearts forever. Guess what? He got a benefit package right there. He will in no wise cast us out. Look at that. Even if you received him and you backslid and you want to come back home, guess what? He will in no wise cast you out. He will accept you right back. These are all the benefits. He's a father. See, there's a difference in father and daddy. I had a daddy. A good one now. A real good one, yes, sir. He took good care of us. He didn't leave us. He didn't exclude us from anything. In the hard work he did, he wanted to make sure we didn't have to do it. But a father is even better than that. Why? He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's going to be with us until the end. Again, his eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. And we're still talking about that prayer life. Because a lot of things we don't pray for. It's a part of the benefit package, but we have not because we ask not. We need to ask him for all the benefits that go with the package. Lord, today I need to pay some bills. Lord, today I'm not feeling well. I'm not feeling well. Wherever the illness is, wherever you're feeling it in my stomach today, God, I need you to touch and heal. He healed all manner of sickness and disease. Sometimes it's what we ate. It could be a medication we took. Even a Tylenol, we took too many in one day. He's a healer. So when we go in this prayer closet, we're telling him about what we need and what we want. And Lord, we want to walk with you daily. We want to obey you daily. We want our ways to daily please you. We want to do that which you can accept, because we know you just don't accept any and every old thing. And we want to be like Jesus. We want this mind to be in us that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. Father, we want to be sinners. And we want to do the will of you because you sent us. We want to do your will because there's something you want us to do. And it's according to your will, not according to our will. So I looked at Thessalonians 5 and 17. There you have it. Paul's instructions for how to grow closer to God. Talk to God. Praise him. Thank him. Petition him on behalf of others and yourself. We're back talking about that. Your family, your friends, the job, wherever you go. Got ready to go shopping. I said, Lord, you know how much money I got. And I'm going at this, and Lord, I need it to be on sale. I'm going to look. Because if you seek, you're going to find. That's why I'm not taking that, the test for the COVID. I'm not seeking nothing, so I'm not going to find it. Because I didn't take nothing to find it. So I'm telling them before I go shopping what I want. When I get there, what I'm going at, everything I wanted is on sale and at an unbelievable price. Sometimes that thing have 90% off, not 50%, but 90% off of it. And it's on the sale, right? Why? I prayed before. I acknowledged him before I left home. Prayer is simply talking to God through his son, Jesus Christ. Just like I talk to you, I talk to the Father the same way. I don't put no airs on when it comes to talking to him. I don't use no big words. I don't try to conjure up what they call them, Louis, cliches. And I don't do all of that. I go to God in that secret closet from my heart. I tell him what's in my heart. What is on my mind? Not what I think it could be, it should be, Lord. What's in my heart? Because many times we think that our life should end up the way that we think it should end up. But see, while we in the prayer closet, you're going to learn some things too. You're going to get to learn that his will is going to be done. And his will is not necessarily your will. In that prayer closet and talking to him, you're going to learn some things. He's going to talk back in your spirit man many times. You may not hear out of your voice, but your spirit man going to come up. And the thoughts that you have, you're going to know these are not my normal thoughts. God is speaking to me. But you're going to find out many times it's not for you to have the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. I know they taught it at your church. I know they told you over there at your church, if you don't have a house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, you don't have God. I know they told you over there if you're not riding in the Bentley, you know, in the Lexus and things, the BMW, you know. You don't have a Rolls Royce. You don't come in a new suit matching the shoes and hat every Sunday. Something is wrong. You don't have God. But the devil is a fool and a liar because his word said the poor will always be among us. And going in that secret closet, you'll find times you really don't need the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. You're going to figure out you don't need a new suit and women with the matching purse. You won't need that. What you need is an open heart to God, a heart of obedience, a heart that loves him, a heart that trusts him, a heart full of faith in him. All of these are benefits. Do you know faith is a benefit? Trust in God is a benefit. Do you know having a testimony unto God is a benefit? Look, the package is endless of the benefits that God gives to us. But guess what? You got to know this. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. We got to know that. We got to walk spiritually. Going in your prayer closet to talk to him, that's spiritual. Communion and fellowship in prayer, that's spiritual. He asked us to walk after the spirit, that we have to fulfill the lust of our flesh. Because the spirit and the carnal is always at war against each other. I want to share this. We fight with that thing. Been there, done that. That thing said, did you hear what they said They must not know who you was. Go on over there and tell them about themselves. The Spirit of the Lord is saying, no, ma'am. This is mine. Yeah. He'll bring the word forth unto me. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, Barbara, are you that old man, or you that new creature in me? Was it not you came to the window and asked me, to come in and live forever? Was it not you, the window, that told me that you didn't know if I was real? You wanted to believe that I was real, but you didn't know. But if I was real, you wanted to be as real in me as I was real. Was that not you at the window doing that? And was that not you telling me that you wanted your will to be my will? Was that not you telling me, Barbara, that you wanted to do what was pleasing and acceptable unto me? Now you want to go over there and tell them all? Now I got to repent for the very thought. I mean, to know a thought is a thing. And mine came with a little action and thought. I could see how I was telling them. So I had to repent for that. In repenting unto him, I meant it from my heart. He forgave me and wiped it away and gave me a song to sing unto him. Yes, Jesus loves me. Gave me a song. Yeah, because see, he showed me his love when he stopped me from the nonsense. He showed me his love when he brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. He showed me his love. All of this is benefits. He showed me his love that I could use my mouth to talk of his wondrous works and make known his deeds among the people and not use my mouth to curse somebody. Oh, somebody don't hear it this morning. See, he won't let anything slip up on you. And he let us know that we're going to have these trials and these different things going to come. He overcame. He had to overcome, and so would we. They hated him and they'll hate us. Now, that's what he said. And I believe it. And I see it. So I have to stay in the secret closet talking to him about what I haven't been able to do or what I think I can do or what I need from him. And it's not the need of the natural man that I'm always needing, because he supplied needs of all kinds. He supplied food and shelter for Barbara. But now what I need from him is the walk. I need strength in my spiritual walk with him that I'll stay focused. So I'm praying that Father help me to keep my mind on you, because you that would keep me in perfect peace. Father, help me to look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from you. You make heavens and the earth. This is in the secret closet, because I want to please him. I want them benefits. And even all of this is benefit. I want everything he got for me. I don't want to leave nothing out. I don't want to go back and get to see the room full of stuff that I could have had, but I didn't have it because I didn't ask for it. I didn't have it because I didn't believe. I didn't have it because I had a form of godliness and I denied the power thereof. Oh, you can walk with me this morning if you want to. That proud, my, thank you. That proud life this morning is very important. Going in that secret closet is very important. You're going to come out with benefits. You're going to come out with lessons. I'm working on coming out with degree in patience, waiting on the Lord. Wait, I say. Woo! Wait on the Lord. Be of a good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I'm working on that in the secret closet so I can come out with my degree in patience. And I can teach others how to wait on him. Hallelujah. What's a good day today? Hey, the benefits of pleasing God. It's a great thing to know this. So look. I saw this over there. Mandy Hale wrote this. And Mandy said, happiness is letting go of what you think your life's supposed to look like and celebrating it for everything that it is. Because, see, I thought at the age of 26 or 27, I would be graduating from a college studying science. And after that, I would attend another college for another 4 years of studying science. And when I finished that, I would go another 4 years of studying science. But in between the last 8 years, I would have a job that would help me to continue to study science. That was me thinking my life would be what I wanted it to be, because I promised my parents I would go to college and get some type of degree. Because they felt like if I had that, I could get a job and provide for myself. But that was not the plan of God. He had another plan for me, and I wanted out of the plan. I wanted from under what the parents wanted and what they was talking about, which was good, and I wanted to try the world for myself. I wanted the club. I wanted to see what it was like to smoke marijuana. I wanted to see what it was like to drink Crown Royal, Hennessy. Yeah, I wanted to see what it was like to go see the boys shaking and quaking, what they call them, chippies. These boys had another name. I wanted to see what it was like to sell dope, to make dope, to be with the dope boys, to be with the dope crew. I wanted to know what it was like to be hipped. And God was looking at me. He saw the whole thing. And he sat back and retired when he was going to bring me out. And when I say bring me out, I would never return to the world in that way, because he would make me an offer I could not refuse. Oh, the family didn't believe in that. People didn't believe me. People who know me knew me, they couldn't accept that. No, that's not the way she is. She's going to do some more cussing. She had the head cussing demon. And I know she's not through cussing. She's not through tasting that Crown Royal. She's not through toking on a toke of weed. She's not through laying up with me and she ain't married to. She ain't through chasing behind money. But if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things passed away and behold, all things become new. He knew the date when he would call me out. So what I thought my life would be, it was a totally different. I'm on the battlefield for him. I'm not a scientist. I'm no longer in the world and of the world. I gave the world its wicked ways. I gave the devil back his tools. And I chose Jesus. He set me free. For if any man be in Christ, huh? He set free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. So it won't go the way that we always think it should go. God have a purpose and a plan for our life before we entered our mother's womb. But we must seek him in prayer during this prayer life. In that secret closet, seek what he have for you. You chose me for something. You called me to something. You saved me. What is it, Father? I need to know so that I can get busy. Because many like to go to church and get what the preacher got to say. Many like to go to other places and get what they have to say. But we got to go and get what God said. We got to go there and find out what he would have us, each of us, to do. You've heard me talk about the wide road and the narrow road. The wide road is crowded and it's leading straight to hell. You heard me talk about that narrow road and few of them not a lot of people on that narrow road, but it's leading straight to God. So we want to get on that narrow road and see. Every now and then you've heard me say we're past each other. We may not stay there long, but we stay long enough to encourage one another, strengthen each other's hand, and move on, because you have your work to do and I have mine to do. We're still talking about the benefits of pleasing God this morning, that prayer life. That prayer is anything we need, spiritually especially. The quickest way I know to move God is to pray for spiritual things. We must have patience to wait on him. Because if you ask him for it, he's coming. Without patience, you'll perish. Without love, you're going to perish. Without being a giver, you're going to perish. Because all of these things are of God. He loves a cheerful giver. We got to wait on him. If you don't, you're going to mess up. And many times you won't get what you need because you don't have the patience to wait for it. God has perfect timing for everything. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we talked about that prayer life. Anything you need, or you think you're not doing, go to him in prayer. Get in your secret place alone and talk to God about it. I had a spot when I was in Alabama, because that's where I fully received God. Oh, I had a godliness. Yeah, raised in the church and served in the church. I was an usher. I cooked for first Sunday breakfast for the church, Tuesday night dinner. Meeting all kind of stuff for the church. Mm-hmm. Wanted to draw close to the pastor wife and be what they call an armor bearer, which I call a flunky today because I learned better. Wanted to be close to the pastor, and that was not God's purpose and plan. But I tried to do all of these things. But that yet was a form of godliness, and I was denied. When I fully received him, I let me go so that he could live in me. I brought the flesh under subjection, let the flesh die so that the spirit could live in me. Because me and the spirit, the natural woman and the spirit, we're not going to live in here. We're going to constantly fight against each other. And whoever you yield your members to, your mind to, your heart to, that's who's going to win. Today, I want to yield everything unto Almighty God, to the Spirit of God. Yeah. What many call the Holy Spirit. So we back here. You got to pray. You got to fellowship with other Christians, other believers. Because, see, I can't fellowship with the world. They don't talk like I talk. They don't think like I talk. How can we walk together except they agree? No matter what and how God used me, I must remain humble. I can't think more of myself than I ought to. He told me not to exalt myself. If any exaltation was due to me, he would exalt me in due time. I got to serve others. Every morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I come to serve others. In love, for God is love. Not my will, but his will be done in your life. I got to confess my sins. See, when I found out I done wrong, and if I knew it was wrong and I did it, it has become a sin. So I must repent. And if I got these things as habits, see, that's why I'm in that secret closet. I got to confess to him about these habits I got that, Lord, I need you to take away from me. I get angry too quick. I do this, I do that, I do the other, the bottom of the other. Lord, I need you to fix me. Make me over again. Let your spirit dwell in me richly. Let your word dwell in me richly. and let me obey. In any situation, good or bad, come up, let your word come up out of that. I will obey your word because I've been in your word. I got to love others. He said to love enemies. If I love those who love me, I'm not doing no great thing because it's easy. They love me. It's easy for me to love them back. If they hate me, boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm going to have a few problems right there. So while I'm in that closet, I can't talk to God about loving my enemies. He said, pray for them that despitefully use you. Lord, I know they intentionally use me. But I need you to help them, Lord. Show them you. Draw them unto you. Let me even say something to them that will cause them to come to you. Show gratitude. Show people you're grateful. You gave me a piece of bread. My birthday came and you gave me a birthday wish. You bought me a piece of cake. You gave me a piece of pie. I was hungry. You paid for my lunch. You've done some things to show me kindness. I want to show you I'm grateful. I want to show the Lord I'm grateful unto him and that I appreciate him. I want to be kind everywhere I go. Because if we remember this, some have entertained angels unaware. I want to be kind everywhere I go and whoever I talk to because I don't know what kind of day they had. I don't know what they went through this morning when they got up. I don't know what the job said to them. I don't know what the husband or wife said. I don't know what the children did. I want to be kind everywhere I go to everyone I can. I don't want to judge others and criticize people. I want to encourage and inspire them in Jesus. I want to talk of his wondrous works and his deeds to them. See what's wrong. Let's pray for them. Yeah. I want to stay connected to God and how I stay connected in that prayer life, in that prayer closet, doing these things I talk about. I want to share God's word. That's why I'm talking of his wondrous work and I'm making known his deeds among the people. I'm talking about the goodness of him. I believe God's word. Every word he said, I believe it. Every word he inspired man to write, I believe it. I want to do God's word. I want to obey his word. I want to listen to his word. When the preacher comes, I want to hear everything he got to say that God said. Now, when he gets to talking about what he said, I got to go. You know how to raise the finger up and tip out. I got to tip out because this is not God. It's you. Yeah. So, he said this too. After Mandy Hale said, happiness is letting go of what you think your life is supposed to look like and celebrating it for everything that it is. This is what comes to mind because we think of what we want, feel, we should have. Yet God said this, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Isaiah 55 and 9 comes back and says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's what he said. So we are at his mercy, and our lives may not be what we think, but it can be what he planned, which is a great thing and a great place to be, because it gives great benefits. When our lives line up with his word, hallelujah. Thankful unto him. Have you ever thought to describe your relationship with Jesus? Have you ever thought about that? Describe your relationship with Jesus. What kind of activities would you be doing if you was right there with him as he established his first church? If you was right there with him right now, how would you describe your relationship with him? Would you tell him about your troubles? Would you tell them about the things you want, you know, the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. Would you ask him about that BMW you've been wanting, the Porsche, whatever, you know, the raise on the job, the promotion on the job? Would you tell him about how your husband, you know, not acting right, your wife not acting right? What would you describe to him as far as your relationship? Think about that just for a few seconds. Now, if it doesn't matter, I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. At some point, we all struggle with our faith. At some point, we all go through something with the faith. It may be a struggle with illness, a family, a personal problem, or simply a gap in your relationship with God. It's always good to reconnect. We can reconnect. See, that's that goodness. That's one of them benefits in that package. That's one of the benefits in that good benefit package that he has. You can always reconnect. When I find myself out of line with God, I can repent and get back in line. And sometimes he'll take me further than where I stopped. But we must remember to reconnect with him, repent right with him. And sometimes you may repent and that you find yourself doing that same thing again. Apostle Paul said this. He said the things he wanted to do, he wasn't doing them. The things that he didn't want to do, that's what he found himself doing. He said, but he found out what it was. It was sin that was in him. So back in that closet again to talk to God about removing them bad habits, about removing the thing from me that it is. Now, if it's a thorn in your flesh and God leave it there, you yet look over the thorn and keep serving him. You yet keep looking to the hills from which cometh your help. You yet asking him to remove this thorn out of your flesh. Maybe it's women. It could be men. It could be money. It could be a car, the house on the hill with it. It could be anything, whatever it is. Praying and asking God to remove it because you want to please him 100%. Lord, with the thorn here, I can't please you like I desire. Would you remove this thorn so that I can totally please you? See, because you got daily habits you need to implement in your life every day. You might find a chink in the armor of your growing relationship with God. And I encourage you to take a close look at your life. Add those things that are missing and seek out how to get closer with God. Oh, yeah. So what we're doing now, the next one is this. You heard about the prayer life. Now the next one is Bible study. A personal Bible study life. What? Yeah. You got to have that. Because God shared with us, he inspired man to write it so that we could get it. That man, you know, we got to study to show our self-approval. A workman need not be ashamed rightly dividing the word of truth. Because you're going to run. Good morning. God bless you. God bless you. You're going to run into some people who don't know the word. And you want to rightly divide. Just the way God meant it. You don't want to teach amiss. That's what I mean is you don't want to teach the word and it's not according to God. It's according to your flesh. It's according to what you think. It's according to what somebody out there in the earth said. No, you want to share with them according to the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he's my light. So we got to have a study life to know what his word said, even for us, so that we can walk upright before God, so that we can do what's pleasing unto God, so we can do what we can accept. If we don't know the word, how can we live it? How can you live what you don't know? Before I went to the university, I didn't know about all this plagiarism. I didn't know about how to went over there. I didn't know many different things. But once I went, I learned. If you get in the Word and learn the Word of God, you're going to know. And if you're struggling with applying it, then that's when you're going back to the secret closet and ask Him to help you to apply His Word to your everyday life. We got to pray these prayers. If we're going back with Him when He comes, if we're going to please Him right here in the earth, we are in the earth, but we are not of it. And if we're going to please Him because we need these benefits, I need and want every benefit that He offered to me. I need to know that all things must work together for my good. Because not only did He call me, but He chose me, and I do love Him. And I want to be obedient unto Him. But I need to make sure I'm in my prayer closet talking to Him about this. If I got an issue with men, I need to talk to God about that. Lord, this dude of lust is wearing me out. Every time I turn around, I'm seeing what I like. And if I'm honest, Father, I'm seeing what I want. That's not the way I'm supposed to be walking.
got your beacon heavy. Let's go, let's go. Come on. Somebody make some noise in here. Come on, Captain Jehovah.
Jehovah.
High trust.
High trust.
In you.
In you.
Oh, Lord, say it.
Oh, Lord. Jehovah, you.
High trust.
High trust. In you.
I believe. Say it, everybody. Say it.
I believe you.
High trust.
High trust.
Come on.
In you. Oh, Lord.
Y'all got your part over here.
Jehovah,
I can't hear you. Come on, say it.
Thank you.
Okay, Brother Lewis, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Brother Lewis? Let me see if I can hear Jeremy.
Good morning.
Oh, you can hear me, Jeremy.
Yeah,
okay,
I can hear you.
Okay, well, we back. I'm going to mute your mic. Okay, we good. All right. I had to call in from the cell phone. I don't know what happened. I had did the direct connect, and something went wrong, and it went out. But I had to play a couple of songs until I figured it out, and I figured it out. So we good. I had to call back in from a different phone. So we're talking about this Bible study life, and the only way we're going to know the word is we got to study, and we got to apply it to our everyday life. We got to take on these habits, you know, the being humble and all of this, and praying and asking God to let the word be in us. Help me to hide it in my heart, God, that whenever a situation arises, good or bad, your word will come up. I won't forget to thank you. I won't forget to praise you. I want you to be the God of my life. Everything I do, I want you to be a part of it. And Lord, if you're a part of everything I do in my life, that will keep me from doing what does not please you. It will bless me to do what pleases you. I'll be happy. I'll be joyful. Yeah, I have strength in you. When I get up anywhere and talk about you in any situation, I don't have to always do it in private because I'm ashamed of what somebody going to say. I'm thinking about, I have holy boldness. I'm asking you for holy boldness. That at anywhere, at any time, in any place, I can speak on your behalf. I can talk of your wondrous works anywhere. In any place, and make known your deeds among the people. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it was the gospel that saved all of us. Apostle Paul taught me that. Although I was in the bedroom by myself, looking up in the sky, looking up towards heaven, saying, I don't know if you're real, I want to believe that you're real. Guess what? I had heard the gospel. I had heard it even in my childhood. Yeah. So because I heard the gospel, I knew to talk to him. I didn't really know if he was hearing or if it was a prayer. I believed. Even in that moment, I believed. I didn't know how he really was because I had heard so much about him. But when I found him for myself and I began to build my relationship, with him, he was much better than anybody could tell me. And it caused me to draw on closer in his word. It even caused me to go to Psalms, I believe it's 51. I'm going there right now because I want to make sure of this. Even in Psalms, I believe it's 51. We get there. He talked about these things over in Psalms 51. And he said this. He said to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him, after he had gone into Bathsheba, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. It caused me to go here with David. Because many days you heard me say, I thought the Psalms was for them, your enemies. You read the Psalms against your enemies. But once I started building this relationship with God, he showed me what it was really for. David had gone through some things, but David found that God could deliver him. God could shield him from death. God could restore unto him what was due to him. God could cause him as a boy to slay a giant. When the king was against him, God was yet for him. So it blessed me to go to him and ask him to have mercy upon me. according to thy loving kindness. He got loving kindness. According unto the multitudes of thy tender mercies, his mercies is endless. They're forever. Blot out my transgressions. Because see, coming out, I had transgressed against God. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. See, it brought me here. And it taught me here. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. I always remember I was the dope lady. I always remember I lay with men I wasn't married to. I always remember I had a form of godliness going to church every Sunday, every Wednesday night, every Tuesday night, sometimes on Saturday, hanging out at the church while they was putting carpet down or doing other things. But I learned my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. When I laid with a man I wasn't married to, or I laid with a man that was married, or I went to make the deal with the dope man, whatever it was that was in secret, it was against God and God saw it. Against thee be only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. I come from a sinful nature, God. I come from a do-wrong nature. I come from a pleasing my flesh nature. Help me today, O God. Purge me. Well, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Lord, on the hidden parts, I'm hiding some stuff. I'm lying still. I'm trying to cover up what I've done. Yeah. And the hidden parts, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. You're going to show me that which I'm hiding. You're going to show me the way to come out of it. I'm coming out of it in repentance. I'm coming out of it praising you for forgiving me. Yeah. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. He sent the sun to take care of all of that for me. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. So see, I had to be broken in many places. I had to be broken down. I couldn't straddle the fence with him. I could no longer have that form of godliness denying the power of him. I had to bring it all to the front. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me, here we go right here. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold with me thy free spirit. See, because look, I know it says, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. But see, some things we done will cause God to say, well, okay, I'm just watching them. They're not pleasing me. I'm just watching them. Because many of us he saved, he gave us his spirit. He sent his son to set us free. We're no longer in bondage to sin. We no longer have a daddy. We have a heavenly father. There's no excuse now for the things that we're doing that's wrong. No excuse. Back in the day when men would sin, God would wink. But the scriptures say today he command everybody to repentance. Everybody. He's not leaving anybody out. The preacher, everybody he command to repentance. We must repent unto God. Yeah. I read that scripture over and over sometimes. I love it. I love it because it has helped me for many years. Restore unto me the joy of salvation, uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. You see, when I learned better, I began to do better. I no longer had the form of godliness, so now I'm able, because God forgave me and he blessed me, I'm able to teach transgressors the ways of the Lord, and sinners are converted unto him because of my testimony, because of his word. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. So see, I may not have physically killed nobody with a gun or a knife or choked them or poisoned them or nothing like that, but I was blood guilty because I said things against people. I did things against people. It killed your testimony. It killed your inspiration. So deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thy God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. He forgave me and blessed me. Now I can sing aloud of his righteousness. But I had to come to him. I had to repent. I had to let him fix my heart and regulate my mind. Yeah. I had to study his word for myself and stay in it. I had to remember God have benefits, and if I just honor him, he going to bless me. Yeah. Lord, oh Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth that praise. I know women, even with the deliver me from blood guiltiness, I know women use that have had abortion. Yeah. And when they had the abortion, they didn't know they was really killing a baby. They was tricked. So now that they learn that's what they did, they come back and they read this and they believe this and they ask God for this. But if your lips, your tongue have killed somebody's character, killed somebody's encouragement, inspiration, if you lied on somebody, that you're guilty of blood. You're guilty. So you got to ask God to forgive you for it. Oh, Lord, open thou my lips and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. That's what I want to do today. I want to praise him now that he done fixed me. He fixed me on the inside. He fixed my heart. He regulated my mind. Now I can think right. He gave me power, love, and a sound mind. And all of these are benefits still, hallelujah, of Almighty God. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. Remember the scripture says, obedience is better than the sacrifice. He wants obedience. I can pay all the tithes and offering I want. I can bring all the food to the church. I can give away all my clothes and everything I got. But that's not what he's desiring. He wants obedience. It says, the sacrifices of God are broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. See, when I was broken down, he didn't despise me. He came in and fixed me. I was at the lowest of the low. I was losing my mind. I was going down for the count. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peace for sure. I was very deeply stained within. I was sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, without me moving my lips, he heard my despairing cry. My heart was crying out from the waters. He lifted me. Today I can say safe and my love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love, for God is love, lifted me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So 18 says, do good in that good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Until I get it right with God, it's no need of me running in there with tithes and offerings. It's no need of me carrying all the food and clothes and everything I can get over, helping write grants, you know, help researching grants. There's no need for all of that. I got to get me right with God. And once I get my heart right with him, I get my mind stayed on him, then he can receive my tithes and offerings. He can receive the clothes or whatever I give to the church. Yeah, because it's coming from a different place now. It's coming from a place of obedience. It's coming from a place of what he requires. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That 51st Psalm, it'll help you. I'm telling you, it'll help you. And if we look at it daily, remember, Lord, this is where I was, but look where you brought me. And I may not be all the way there, but I'm going back in my prayer closet, and I'm asking for these things. I'm asking that you would forgive me, God. Forgive me and continue to have mercy upon me. Continue to let your grace abound. You saved me. And, Lord, I didn't study your word. I didn't stay in my prayer closet. Father, I let my flesh rule and reign. But, Lord, today I want to come home. I want to come all the way back to you. And I don't want to have a form of godliness, Father. I don't want to deny the power thereof, but I want to be obedient. And I want to be pleasing unto you. Do it for me today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful unto him. I appreciate him for his word. Yeah, nothing like his word. So if we get that prayer life right, get that Bible study life right, make a choice to obey God and to stay with God. Remember to open your Bible and seek his word. Remember to pray, to fellowship with other Christians. Be humble, serve others. Confess your sins and repent from your bad habits. Love one another. Show gratitude. Be kind everywhere you go. Don't judge or criticize others. Stay connected to God. Share God's word. Believe God's word. Do God's word. Listen to God's word. He's going to strengthen you. You're going to be connected. You're going to find yourself walking in the spirit and not fulfilling the lust of your flesh. Hallelujah. Because you're constantly battling that flesh. The spirit is constantly battling against the flesh. And when I tell you today it's already all right, it's all right in Jesus' name. He got us. Yeah, he have us, and he have us everything in control. Everything that concerns us, God already have it in control. Hallelujah. I feel all right there. Yeah. He's on our side today. You often hear me say it over and over again in spite of us. He loves us this morning. Hallelujah. He just wants us to do what's pleasing unto him so that he can bless us, so that he can give us his benefits because he wants us to have them. It's the greatest benefit package. I didn't even go over all the benefits. There's so many. Yeah. But he have great benefits for us. And he wants each of us to have every benefit because it's going to last throughout eternity. Hallelujah. It'll never end. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, we're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, the studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in this morning and share with us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to this one.
Okay.
Yo, P. Stay ready. It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa,
he's gotta
work. Yeah,
he's gotta
whoa,
he's gotta
yeah. Check it out.
Why?
God's got it. Yes, he does. God's got it. Oh. I look around and my heart is a little heavy. The money's fading fast and I'm looking for a blessing. People looking for jobs, no one looking for God. I know that you heard, but in time God is really gonna
work.
Whoa, he's gotta, yeah.
Just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God is faithful when I tell you. I was sitting here, I was shocked. It went out. And I said, oh, I don't know how to get this back. Lord, help me to get this back. And I had to end the direct call and called in from a cell phone, and it went right through. And I hit Sister Jerry to make sure I could hear, she could hear me, and I heard her voice. I said, oh, yeah, we all now. We all now. And so, Sister Jerry, your mic is open already this morning because I opened it to make sure I could hear. And if there's anyone else this morning, feel free to press that number one and come in. I saw Brother Frank down there. Oh, there we go. I knew I saw Brother Frank this morning. I see my 708. God bless you this morning. God bless you. And we thank God for each and everybody. Thank God for those coming through the archives and the podcasts. And God is just good. Thank God for those over on Facebook who follow and Freedom Doors Ministries over there and Jesus in the Morning over there. Thank God for each and every one. He's a good God to us, and he is faithful. And so we want those benefits because he's got the greatest benefit package I've ever seen. And I didn't get deep into them, but there are a lot of great benefits that God gives to us. One of them is looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our need. That's a great benefit. That's part of the package.
Good morning, Barbara. Because, you know, you remember I told my girlfriend about something I had done, and I was holding it because I had read, and I said, I'm just trying to get my life straight with God. Her question was, why are you trying to tell me about this now? You lied, blah, blah. Oh, my God. she still got me blocked because I told her the truth about something. And that's okay, because I realized God said in order to get it right, you got to clear it up. So I'm grateful today. I'm very grateful today that only God can forgive you. He's not like man. He does not judge you. He truly, truly forgives you. Great study this morning, Barbara, because it made me feel good because it helped me understand and clear some things. I mean, that happened a year ago. She still has me blocked out. I left her a message, though, and that's the end of that story. Because God said, now you can block her. You ask for forgiveness, and that's all you can do. He that's free of sin, like he said, she has something she's hiding too. So I thank God. I don't know why you went out on the early, you know, the day, Barbara, but you came right back. God got it, okay?
Amen. Amen.
But no, I'm a new creature now. I things I did in the past, that's not who I am today. So there comes some time when God says, some people you got to cut out your life. When you start walking with God, your circle start getting smaller. Because the street gang will not walk with you because, first of all, they're not going to walk 100% with God. That's just what I'm learning. And if you can't be 100% with God, I don't want no part of you. I really don't. I just don't. So I thank you, Barbara, for this teaching this morning. I thank everybody for listening. I can't be Brother, Brother Frank. I mean Brother Anthony. See, that's why I can't do it, because I'd be calling Frank Anthony, Anthony Charles, and making up names, you know. But I just want to touch bases on the grocery stores and all this stuff out here. I don't know why they're going to let that stuff just sit out there in the ocean. I'm just figuring that out. God got it, though. God's got it. We are not going to go without anything. God's got it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I believe that. I believe that. I believe no matter what, God has it all in control, and it's him that's going to work it out for us. Whatever we need, he's going to supply for his people. This is why it's important for us to please him, so that if we're hungry, we can be fed. If
exactly.
we're sick, we can be healed.
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever we need.
And you do realize, okay. Toilet tissue is a real necessity. But paper towels, you have washcloths. All you need is soap and you can rewash those. Maybe they're trying to teach us how to save our money more so than wasting it. Using a paper towel, wipe it up, throw it in the trash. Why not use a washcloth? Wash it up, throw it in the washing machine. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I love paper towels, but before my husband died, he stockpiled a whole linen closet full of them and toilet tissue. So I still have toilet tissue, and that was before the coronavirus. But when he went to Vietnam, he came home stockpiling things. One day you're going to need all this stuff here. I was like, oh, okay. So. Praise God that I'm taken care of, but there's so many babies out there going to need diapers. There's so many babies out there going to need canned milk. But God's got it. I know God's got this. Because I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor they see me baking bread. God's got it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He does, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He's got it all. He's got it all.
So I'm not going to worry. All I'm going to do is pray. And pray some more.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, Barbara, we just, this is, if you ever, ever, ever prayed, this is when you need to start at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Keep
yes,
on praying.
Ma'am.
Lifting God up. I know because
yes.
I ran into a crisis this weekend and God fixed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm looking back over it. It's like I never even had a crisis.
Amen. Amen.
Because
he's good. Yeah. He's that kind of God.
But I didn't
yeah.
call you, Barbara. I didn't call nobody. I sit on the side of my bed and start talking to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he fixed it all in less than 30 minutes. He showed me what to do. Because I didn't have a clue. God, he fixed it all. He filled my refrigerator. He let Calvin eat out. He took care of everything, Barbara.
Mm-hmm. That's who he is.
God got it. He even got Calvin to the doctor with no
yes.
stress. I said, oh, my God.
He said, Eric, if we'll trust him with all our heart and lean mm-hmm. not to our own understanding and all our ways acknowledge him, we got to pray. And he will direct our path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord at the part. God will take it up right from there. Because, see, you did what he said. You're not leaning to your own understanding. You're praying about it.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I need, yeah. Lord, I need this.
I said, Lord, I need you. I do not know which way to do or what to do. I just told him what I wanted. I want to take Calvin to Bono's. I want a cold cup sub. I want this, God, and I don't know how to do it, but I know you said, ask anything in your name. Delight myself in you, and you will give me the desires. Father, less than 30 minutes, God showed me this. He took care of that, and it didn't come from no man.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't come from no human. I started shouting in the house like David. And now all my, as they say, all my troubles are gone. He's the same God. He's the same God. He's the same God. That's all I can tell anybody. He's the same God that brought you through troubled times. He brought you through hurricanes and storms. He brought you through battleships and battle fights. And you're still here? God's got it. God, I'll tell anybody, I'm not worried. God takes good care of me. When I can't sleep, I don't take a sleeping pill. I'll say, Lord, I'm restless. I'll tell him I'm restless. Is it something you want me to talk to you about? Next thing I know, I start drifting off to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
God got it.
Yes,
so
he does.
Thank you for your time this morning. Good morning, Miss Sion. Is Miss Sion the one on the ship?
Uh-huh, she out on the cruise.
Oh, when I grow up, I want to be just like her. Shipping and cruising and having a great time. Thank God, though. Thank God that she's having a great time. And so Dr. Goodman is the one that put the post out there on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Oh, those are some beautiful posts. Thank you, Sister Goodman. They are so beautiful. Thank you so much. I don't want to see this, but I don't want to get them up. And good morning, Sister Rita. Hope thing is going very well for you, because all I can do is be with you, Sister Rita. I believe. And good morning, Brother Kyle. And her other son is Anthony, right?
No, Brother Anthony is different. She said, good morning,
no,
Sister Jerry.
No, I thought Sister Rita had two sons, Kyle and Anthony.
Uh-uh. What the other one named Sister Rita? I've forgotten. I don't know how I forget his name.
Don't worry. That's just what we have.
Angelo.
Angelo's. Well, I was close. Angelo. Okay. Okay, good. Well, we love them and we love her. I don't know nobody else's name, but I love Sister Rita's. Well, I remember her sir and her sons. And I love Brother Frank, and I love Brother Anthony. But I truly love Brother Frank because when he speaks so methodical and with so much wisdom. I love Brother Jeremy. He speaks with passion. I like that. And I love Brother Anthony because he speaks with so much wisdom and a truth lover of Christ. So I listen to people speak because it means something. But I love Brother Frank Anthony and Brother Jeremy because he speaks with passion about what's going on in this world, and I love it. Bring it to the forefront. We're ignorant. We don't know what's going on. And 90% of us do not read. Now, I read all the time because I don't have nothing else to do. So, everyone have a great Friday. I mean, it's a Thursday morning. And let's get ready to serve God. Bye.
Sister Rita said, thank you so much. My sweet Sister Jerry, I love you more.
Oh, Brother Louie, I forgot about him. That's my eating partner. How can I forget Brother Louie?
Believe that down
the cake. We taking down the cakes and the pies. Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, he said, you heard.
What?
Brother Louis said, good morning, Sister Jerry.
Oh, yeah, that's my partner that we eat up cakes and pies and cookies.
I'm praying for y'all. I want to talk about food today. I'm trying to ride it.
Bobby, you know you want some.
I do, but I'm not going to have it. No, ma'am.
You see, you've had your medication. That's why you just being quiet. You know you want to slice a pound cake.
No, I didn't take the meds yet, and I'm not trying to eat. Yeah, I'm trying to get it right and get some of this weight off me. Thank you very much. And I've been praying.
I'm trying to get the weight off of me too, Baba. You know I'm overweight.
So, girl, bye. I want to say good morning to everybody, and good morning to your Sister Dorothy Goodman and Sister Mary Ann and Sister Rose Brown, Sister Simone, Sister Melody Rose, Sister Angela, Sister Laura, Mr. Mason, Miss Deborah, Sister Alexis. Good morning to you, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Theon, Sister Diane, again, Sister Jerry, Sister Angela Foote, and Mama, Sister Anna Lee Foote. Good morning to you, Sister Kim Hawks, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and to our very own Apostle Claudia Boatwright this morning. God bless you. Each and every one that I say, Kim Hawks this morning. God bless you, Kim. I'm going to play our song at the ending. Good morning to you, Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Mike Hawks, Brother George West Perry. He was here with us earlier in the chat room. Brother Lee Hamilton, Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Frank, and Brother Marquez Griffin, and Brother Cal. Good morning to you. God bless you. God bless you. And I thank God for each and every caller, each and every listener. And I said that enemy got mad about the benefits. He don't want to hear about the benefits. He don't want us to hear about the benefits of God when our ways please him. God have great benefits. And I'm grateful unto him, and I thank him for each and every one. Oh, yeah, God is faithful, 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 faithful to us. And we thank him. So listen, is there anyone else? If not, I will pray us out today, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning.
7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. I was trying to do the date, and I put it in for the wrong date. I had to rush back in and set the date right, the 21st. And tomorrow, Friday, will be the 22nd. And so we're just thankful unto the Lord that he catch the mistakes and show it to us, and we get a chance to fix things. So I'm grateful again this morning unto him. And if no one have anything to say, we have plenty of time. But if no one have anything to say, I will pray us out. All right, but Anthony, but Anthony said that he's outside of the truck doing some work this morning, so he can't really talk. But God bless you, Brother Anthony. I know you're with us, and I know you would give a testimony unto the Lord if you could. Yeah. He said, good morning, everybody. Much love to everyone, and for them to have a blessed day, the rest of the day. All right, we got you, Brother Anthony. We got you. God bless you. God bless you. Sister Rita. Let me see what she said back. Oh, yeah. Hug and a mug. Good morning. All right. I like that one, too. That's cute. That's cute. Hallelujah. All right. So if no one else have anything, we're getting out early today for real. And I will pray us out. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning. For another episode of Jesus in the Morning. All right, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for all that has been said and done. And Father, again, we ask that, Lord, you would teach us to please you so that we can reap your benefits even the more. You bless us every day, all day. But God, there are even yet benefits for us. And Lord, help us to remain in our prayer closet as often as possible. For your word says man ought to always pray and not faint. Pray without ceasing. Lord, we see what happens when prayer go forth. Not only you hear, but you answer. And as we depart this morning, every caller and every listener, those coming through the archives, the podcast, wherever they come through today, oh God, Father, we ask that you would bless these your people in a mighty way. Father, remind them to ask for what they need from you, because they have not, because they ask not. And Lord, we don't want to ask amiss. We don't want to ask for things that you're not able to give us, things that are evil. But that which is good, Lord, that which is according to your will, we ask for it this morning, that you would shower us with your blessings in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory, Father. We give you honor and praise. And Father, as we go out this morning, bless our going out, bless us coming in, meet the need in our lives. Lord, those that stand in the need of special things, we ask that you would move for them today. And Father, again, we ask that you would heal the sick in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you all honor and praise. And Father, we ask it again in Jesus' name. Those that stand in the need of finances, move today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, October 21st, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, and I'm going to our last song of the morning. And after this song, I won't be coming back. And everybody have a blessed day, a blessed day. Look to the hills today. Get in your word today. Go in your secret closet. Tell God about it today. Hallelujah.
All right. In deep confusion. trouble.
With him your trouble.
You can share.
You can share.
If you love.
If you love.
If you love.
Life you love.
You get the blessing.
Yeah.
From above.
From above.
Heals the sick. And he heals the lame. Says you can do it too. In Jesus' name. Put your feet back on higher ground.
Like